sing to him.
Amen.
Vamos a cantarle a él.
Tell him how much you love him.
Decirle cuánto le ama.
Tell him how wonderful he is.
Decirle cuán maravilloso es él.
Truly he inhabits the praises of his people.
Verdaderamente él habita en la alabanza de su pueblo.
No wonder he comes down when we worship him.
Su maravilla viene y desciende cuando le adoramos.
May be glorified today.
Amen.
Sea glorificado.
May come meet with you.
Que venga a encontrarse
each one of you. I love that song that Nate sang before, because there's a man singing, calling God by name.
Este hombre llamando, cantando a Dios.
Okay.
Por su nombre.
It's David. Oh Lord.
David, oh,
don't forget, whenever you hear that, he's calling him by name. He knows
it. No olvide cuando él le llama por su nombre.
He knows him.
Él lo conoce.
He's been with him.
Él ha estado con él.
He knows what he is to him.
Él sabe lo que él es para él.
When he says, "You are my rock," he didn't read that out of a book.
Cuando él dice, "Tú eres mi roca," él no leyó eso para el libro.
He experienced him.
Él lo experimentó.
When he said, "You are my salvation," he didn't read that out of a book.
Cuando él dice, "Tú eres mi salvación," no lo leyó para el libro.
He experienced him as his savior.
Amen.
Él lo experimentó. Él es su salvador.
Let's experience him today.
Experimentémoslo hoy.
Heavenly Father.
Padre celestial.
You're so wonderful.
Eres tan maravilloso.
You are all my soul ever longed for.
Tú eres todo lo que desea mi alma.
You are our hope.
Tú eres esperanza.
Our full desire of everything we're longing for is in you.
Todo nuestro deseo que queremos pertenece a ti.
Bless us today with your presence.
Bendícenos hoy con tu presencia.
I pray, Lord, that you take your place now.
Oro, Señor, que tomes tu lugar hoy.
In me.
En mí.
In everyone here.
En cada uno de nosotros.
For your purpose.
Para tu propósito.
Reign, Lord.
Reina, Señor.
Rule over our minds.
Gobierna sobre nuestras mentes.
Our hearts.
Nuestros corazones.
We give you place.
Te damos lugar.
So we come to meet with you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Venimos a encontrarnos contigo en el nombre precioso de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
Now we have confidence.
Ahora tenemos confianza.
That coming under that name and under his blood, you will meet with us, Lord.
Que viniendo bajo ese nombre y su sangre, nos encontraremos contigo, Señor.
We give you your place in Jesus' name.
Te damos tu lugar en el nombre de Jesús.
Amen.
Amén.
Thank you. You may be seated.
Gracias. Puede tomar asiento.
Let's get right into the word this morning.
Entremos a la palabra esta mañana.
And again, what we started last week.
Y nuevamente, como empezamos la semana pasada.
And again, my focus.
Nuevamente, mi concentración.
Of the scriptures.
De las escrituras.
Was the manifold blessings in the name of God.
Fue la multitud de bendiciones en el nombre de Dios.
In that name, to the believer.
En ese nombre, para el creyente.
Now.
Ahora.
My question today for you.
Mi pregunta hoy para usted es,
is, you are called by his name.
Eres, tú eres llamado por su nombre.
He called you for his name's sake.
Él te llamó por por el beneficio de su nombre.
Okay. So if he called you for his name.
Entonces si él te llamó por su nombre.
Then he called you that his name would be glorified in you.
Entonces él te llamó para que su nombre sea glorificado en ti.
Now, it can be in the whole world.
Así que puede estar en toda la palabra.
Okay, now I'm just going to go two scriptures here quickly.
Ahora iré a dos escrituras rápidamente.
Will Psalm 22.
Salmos 22.
And I wasn't going to use these for text, but go ahead and we'll use these for text today. Psalm 22, we're very familiar with this, and verse
22.
Now this is quoted in Hebrews chapter 2:10.
Y esto está citado en Hebreos capítulo 2:10.
And here's the Spirit of God.
Aquí está el Espíritu de Dios.
Okay. In David.
Y David.
And the Holy Spirit in Hebrews 2:10 to us.
El Espíritu Santo en Hebreos 2:10 para nosotros.
I will declare thy name unto my brethren.
Anunciaré tu nombre a mis hermanos.
Okay.
Okay.
Unto who?
¿A quién?
So,
hermanos, entonces,
that's the Holy Spirit in David.
Santo, en David.
That's Hebrews 2,
eso es Hebreos 2,
verse 10.
Verso 10.
Okay, so okay. Jesus,
entonces, Jesús,
he's saying this of Jesus.
Está diciendo esto de Jesús.
So Jesus has brothers.
Entonces, Jesús tiene hermanos.
Okay.
Okay.
Unto my brethren.
A mis hermanos.
And Hebrews 2:10 and 11 is so critical because
y Hebreos 2:10 es muy crítico porque
he that sanctifies,
el que santifica,
and him that is sanctified,
en el que es santificado,
is all out of the same source.
Es todo que sale del mismo fuente.
So you are out of the same source as Jesus.
Así que usted está salido del mismo
for which he is not ashamed to call you brothers.
Y él no es, está avergonzado de llamarle hermanos.
It is here.
Él está aquí.
It is to these that the name is declared.
Él es a, estos que su nombre es declarado.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee.
En medio de la creación te alabaré.
Now we're going to John 17.
Ahora vamos a Juan 17.
These are, we might touch on them later again.
Y los tocaremos luego nuevamente.
But the riches of John 17 just keep expanding all the time, right, Brother Russ?
Pero la riqueza de Juan 17 se sigue expandiendo cada vez más.
The text will be a while back. So John 17 is packed, and oh my goodness, is it?
El there's just Juan so much there. Juan 17 está cargado, oh Dios mío.
Okay. You're there. Fumble fingers. Okay, John 17. These incredible verses, verse 4.
Versos increíbles, el verso 4.
I have glorified thee on the earth.
Yo te he glorificado en la tierra.
I have finished the work you gave me to do.
La obra que me diste que hiciese.
Okay, verse 6.
Okay, verso 6.
I have manifested thy name.
He manifestado tu nombre.
Now,
ahora,
I want you to think about this.
Quiero que pienses al respecto.
So, it was Jesus is saying that the work that God gave him to do was to manifest his name.
Fue Jesús quien dijo que el trabajo que tenía que hacer era manifestar el nombre de Dios.
Okay. Now, how did he do that?
Ahora, ¿cómo
okay,
él hizo eso?
Excuse me. Go ahead. You may be seated.
Oh, perdón. Puede tomar asiento.
Okay. How did he do that?
¿Cómo él hizo eso?
Okay. Because in the rest of verse 6.
Porque en el, verso, en el resto del verso 6.
What are the next three words after I have manifested thy name?
¿Cuáles son las próximas tres palabras después que he manifestado tu nombre?
Unto the men, what men? What are the next words?
¿Cuál hombre?
Which you gave me. What are the next words? Out of the world. What are the next words? Thine they were. Now I want you to think about that. What in the world is he saying?
Entonces,
what did he do?
¿Qué él estaba diciendo? ¿Qué fue lo que él hizo?
Okay. I finished the work you gave me to do. I manifested okay. The name of God.
Terminé el trabajo que me hiciste. Manifesté el nombre de Dios.
How did he do that?
¿Cómo él hizo eso?
How did he do it?
¿Cómo lo hizo?
His life, the life of God inside of him, the things that he did.
Al subir a la vida de Dios, las cosas que él hizo.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you a question. Was it more the things that he did or the things that he said?
Ahora te pregunto, ¿fueron las cosas que él hizo las que dijo o las que hizo?
Both, probably, but okay. Because what I say manifests who is speaking.
Probablemente porque lo
okay.
Que digo manifiesta lo que
the
está
words
hablando.
Are not mine, but my Father's.
Las palabras
it's
que
not me.
No son mías, son de mi padre, no soy yo.
Oh, try to poke me. It's not me that does the works.
No soy yo quien hace la obra.
It's the Father.
Es el Padre.
Who saw those works?
¿Quién hizo esas obras?
Everybody that was around them.
¿Quién las dio? Todo mundo el que estaba alrededor.
Okay. Well, was it only to a little group in a little spot?
¿Fue solamente a un pequeño grupo?
It was to multitudes.
Fue a multitudes.
And here,
y acá,
he says, I didn't manifest my name to the multitudes.
Él dice, no manifesté mi nombre a las multitudes.
Are you hearing that?
¿Está escuchando eso?
I only manifested my name to the men you gave me out of the world.
Solo manifesté mi nombre a esos hombres que tú me diste fuera del mundo.
And now, do you hear what's going on?
¿Y ahora escucha lo que está pasando?
Listen.
Escuche.
I have told you for years this statement because it comes to me all the time when I'm up here.
Por años esta
you have no idea.
No tienes idea.
The favor.
El favor.
That God shed upon you.
Que el Señor derramó sobre
when
ti.
He
cuando él
spoke through a little to Kentucky hillbilly.
Habló a través de un pequeño kentuckiano.
And said, you must be baptized in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Y dijo, tú debes ser bautizado en el nombre de Jesús.
You still don't.
Usted todavía no.
And I still don't.
Y yo todavía no.
But it's coming.
Pero está viniendo.
What kind of grace?
¿Qué clase
what kind
de gracia?
Of love?
¿Qué clase de amor?
What kind of favor?
¿Qué clase de favor?
Because to you, this means something.
Porque para usted esto significa algo.
I want you to think about it, especially you who are struggling in your faith.
Quiero que piense, especialmente usted que está
the very fact
titubeando su fe,
that you know and you stick to it and you hold to it, I must be baptized in the name of Jesus
debo
Christ.
Ser bautizado en el nombre de Jesucristo.
I have been. There is no other way.
He sido. No hay otra manera.
Show something.
Muestra algo.
That you're one of these.
Que tú eres uno de estos.
Okay, because I want you to stop and think.
Porque yo quiero que usted se detenga y piense.
Here is Jesus.
Aquí está Jesús.
Miracles to the multitudes.
Milagros a la multitud.
In the synagogues.
En las sinagogas.
But nobody understood.
Pero nadie entendió.
And he didn't manifest that name except to just these few.
Y él no manifestó su nombre solamente a estos pocos.
The ones you gave me out of the world.
A esos pocos que me diste fuera del mundo.
Yeah, doesn't that just make you shake your head?
¿No le hace eso sacudir su cabeza?
Now,
ahora,
let's go here.
Veamos, vamos por acá.
What did we say this? What do we call this?
¿Cómo llamamos esto?
What did Brother Branham call it in the token message?
¿Cómo
this is
Branham
a
lo
spiritual happening.
¿Cómo el hermano Branham lo llama en el mensaje de la señal? Esto es un acontecimiento espiritual.
Here is Jesus.
Aquí está Jesús.
Here is the multitude.
Aquí está la multitud.
Here he is.
Aquí está él.
And he's doing these works of the Father.
Y está haciendo estas obras del Padre.
And the Father is manifesting himself.
Y el Padre está manifestándose a sí mismo.
But that spiritual happening.
Pero ese acontecer espiritual.
Only took place in those 12 men.
Tomará lugar en esos 5, 12 hombres.
Doesn't that make you want to fall on your knees?
¿No le hace eso hacer que se caigan sus rodillas?
So I'm asking you.
Entonces le pregunto.
Why does this mean something to you?
¿Por qué esto no significa algo a usted?
Open that door.
Abre esa puerta.
Go stand out in the hallway.
Póngase, párese en el pasillo.
Go proclaim it in the streets.
Proclámelo en las calles.
You must be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
Usted debe ser bautizado en el nombre del Señor Jesucristo.
I'll get out of here.
Oh, me iré aquí.
You're a heretic.
Eres un hereje.
Okay. You're crazy.
Estás loco.
You're a fanatic.
Eres un fanático.
And you say, yes, I am.
Y dice, sí, yo soy.
Wish you were too.
Desearía que tú también lo fueras.
Okay. So I look at this and I stand in awe.
Veo estas cosas y me
how
tomo.
Many times have we read over this?
Me sorprendo.
And
¿cuántas veces hemos?
You know?
Y usted sabe.
Okay. So,
entonces,
I have so many things going on and through me right now.
Tengo muchas cosas que están pasando detrás de mí.
Your head going crazy, Brother Russ?
Tu cabeza está
how many scriptures are running through your head right now?
¿Cuántas escrituras está corriendo detrás de su cabeza, pasando?
Okay, so here is God.
Aquí está Dios.
And here is his works.
Aquí están sus obras.
And they're not hid.
Y no están ocultas.
And here, look at what happened around the world in this day.
Y aquí mira lo que pasa alrededor del mundo en este día.
And who understood it?
¿Y quién lo entendió?
And how many are criticizing
it? ¿Y cuántos están criticándolo?
But how many have gone behind the veil?
¿Cuántos han pasado el velo?
Of the flesh of William Branham.
De la carne de William Branham.
Said, I see a spiritual happening.
Y diga, estoy viendo un acontecer espiritual.
And I enter in there.
Y entro ahí.
And then a spiritual happening.
Y hay un acontecer espiritual ahí.
Settles in you.
Se sitúa
en you.
En ti.
And there's a happening going on.
Y hay un acontecer pasando.
God.
Y dice, Dios.
Has manifested His name.
Ha manifestado su nombre.
To me.
A mí.
He called me out of the world.
Él me llamó fuera del mundo.
To manifest that
para
name
manifestarle.
To me.
Manifestarles el nombre.
Now.
Ahora.
Look at 26 is amazing to me.
Mire, verse 26. Para mí, verso 16.
Okay.
26.
Now, how do you understand these words?
Ahora, ¿cómo usted entiende estas palabras?
We have read them for decades.
La hemos leído por décadas.
And they're there and they are true.
Y están ahí, son verdad.
And what does he say?
¿Y qué es lo que él dice?
Psalm 22.
Salmo 22.
Hebrews 2:10.
Hebreos 2:10.
I have declared unto them thy name.
He declarado a ellos tu nombre.
And I will.
Y lo haré.
Down through each church age.
A través de cada edad de la iglesia.
God called out a few people to, for His name's sake.
Dios llamó a un poco de personas por la beneficio de su nombre.
No matter what the false churches said.
No importando lo que las iglesias falsas dijeran.
There was a few that the Holy Spirit called out.
Que el Espíritu Santo llamó
fuera. And said, I will declare my name to you.
Y dijo, te declararé mi nombre a ti.
And here in this day.
Y aquí en este día.
Is that spiritual happening.
Está ese acontecer espiritual.
To me and you.
Para mí y para ti.
Okay.
Okay.
I have declared unto them thy name and will declare it.
He declarado tu nombre y lo declararé.
What's the next three words?
¿Cuál es la próxima tres palabras?
That the love. What's the next three words? Wherewith thou, what's the next three words? Hast loved me. Four words. May be in them and I in them. So the same love.
Entonces el mismo amor.
Okay, so we're talking about family.
Estamos hablando de familia.
God and his family.
Dios en su familia.
Where does God, Brother Branham talk about God and his family? Adoption.
Hermano Branham habla de Dios y su familia. Adopción, adopción.
Those he wants to adopt.
Esos que quiere adoptar.
Okay.
Okay.
God and his family.
Dios y su familia.
Okay. God says, I'm going to declare your name.
Dios dice, declare tu nombre.
In the same love.
Y el mismo amor.
That he has for me.
Que él tiene para mí.
Think of that.
Piense al respecto.
That same love is going to be in you.
Ese mismo amor estará para ti.
God and his family.
Dios en su familia.
Those you called me out of the world.
A esos que llamaste fuera del mundo.
Now I could stop right here and say, let's go home.
Ahora puedo parar justo aquí y decir vamos a casa.
Because this is so profound.
Es tan profundo.
And simple.
Y simple.
And beautiful.
Y hermoso.
It just takes me right off my feet.
Me saca fuera de mis pies.
Now, the last several weeks.
Ahora las últimas cuántas semanas.
We have been looking at these things.
Hemos estado viendo estas cosas.
In the light. Of Omega Revelation.
En la luz de la revelación Omega.
Okay, so you go with me.
Entonces está conmigo.
It's the Omega Revelation.
Es la revelación Omega.
We've read over and over, quote after quote after quote.
Que leímos cita por cita. Una
I
y otra
have
vez.
Another one today. There's more and more.
Y aquí tengo más ahora.
Leadership.
Liderazgo.
You must.
Tú debes.
Can you imagine?
¿Podría imaginar
him leading you out of his word?
A él liderándolo fuera de su palabra.
Okay.
Okay.
Which that's him.
Lo cual es él.
And he is the word.
Y él es la palabra.
And you are a part of him.
Y tú eres parte de él.
Won't you be a part of that word?
¿No serías tú parte de esa palabra?
That word that, listen to this.
Esa palabra que dice esto.
The word
la palabra
that God wants
que Dios quiere
to pour out
derramar
the waters of salvation
las aguas
on
de salvación
today.
Sobre hoy.
That's a spiritual happening.
Eso es un acontecer espiritual.
You with me?
¿Está conmigo?
Okay. Okay. Is to identify
okay.
him today.
Identificarle a él hoy.
Did you hear that?
¿Escuchó eso?
The part of the word he wants to pour the waters of the waters of salvation out upon is identify him today.
La parte que Él quiere derramar, las aguas de salvación, es sobre, es salvación hoy.
Where is the word coming to life?
¿Dónde es la palabra que viene a vida?
Those who see Him and seated with Him, present tense.
A esos que lo ven, es citado en tiempo presente.
Those communing with Him, present tense.
A esos teniendo comunión con Él en tiempo presente.
I will read it one more time.
Lo leeré una vez más.
Okay, the word that God wants to pour.
La palabra que Él quiere derramar.
The waters of salvation upon today.
Las palabras de salvación por encima hoy.
To identify Him today.
Para identificarlo a Él hoy.
Like the apostles identified Him.
Como los apóstoles identificaron.
Okay.
Le identificaron.
The apostles identified Him.
Okay, los apóstoles
I manifested my name to those you gave me out of the world.
Le manifestaré mi nombre a esos que sacas fuera del mundo.
I did the same thing to them that I did to you, but the spiritual happening was with 12.
Para el acontecer espiritual solo habían 12.
Okay. Like Luther.
Como Lutero.
Identified him.
Le identificó.
Like Wesley.
Como Wesley.
Like the people in them days identified him.
Como la gente en sus días le identificaron.
This is another age.
Esta es otra edad.
It's the word.
Es la palabra.
The word said that these things were seen taking place now.
La palabra dice que estas cosas tomaron, que han sido vistas, tomaron lugar ahora.
It's predicted to take place in this hour.
Está predicho que tomen su lugar en esta hora.
So listen to this.
Escuche esto.
You must accept this present tense revelation.
Usted debe aceptar esta tiempo right? presente revelación, tiempo presente.
Okay. Leadership. That's one of his last messages.
Liderazgo. Ese es uno de sus últimos mensajes.
Are you with me?
¿Está conmigo?
It is this revelation.
Es esta revelación.
There's a life. You are confronted with a life.
Es una vida y te has confrontado con una vida.
What is the life? The life is going on.
¿Qué es la vida? La vida está aconteciendo.
What a fatal thing.
¿Qué cosa fatal es?
To miss this life that's going on.
Que se te pase por alto esta vida que está pasando.
What do you mean going on? It's a spiritual happening.
¿Qué estás queriendo decir?
Okay.
Lo que está pasando.
To miss this is fatal.
Que se te pase esto es fatal.
To accept it.
Aceptarlo.
So accept Jesus Christ.
Entonces aceptar a Jesucristo.
Let Him.
Le permite
in the present tense revelation of himself
en la revelación de tiempo presente de él mismo
let this lead you to eternal life
le permite a él guiarte a vida eterna.
Do you hear what he said?
¿Escuchó lo que él dijo?
Okay, come on.
Okay, vamos.
Listen to me.
Escúcheme.
Who was he speaking to?
¿A quién él estaba hablando?
This never ceases to amaze me.
Esto nunca para de sorprenderme.
He was speaking to the full gospel businessmen.
Él estaba hablando
evening banquet.
A los hombres del evangelio completo.
And he's telling these Pentecostals.
Y le está diciendo esto a pentecostales.
Okay. Okay. Come on. Who is there? Demas?
¿Quién está ahí?
All these people that have been, you know. And he's telling them, you have to accept Jesus.
Toda esta gente y le está diciendo que tienen que aceptar a Jesús.
And they're all snoring and say.
Y todos están roncando y diciendo.
Who do you think you are?
Who do you? ¿Quién crees tú que eres?
Do you?
I'm sorry.
Do you know who you're talking to?
¿Sabes a quién les estás hablando?
Do you know how many years I've had the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah, bless God.
¿Sabes cuántos años yo he tenido el Espíritu Santo? Aleluya, gloria a Dios.
Right?
¿Verdad?
And here are these men.
Y aquí están
you
estos hombres, tú.
Have to accept the person of eternal life.
Tienes que aceptar la persona de la vida eterna.
And they're thinking, you're crazy.
Y están pensando, tú estás loco.
You've really gone off the rocker,
oh,
brother.
Tú Brandon. Realmente estás fuera.
So do you know what was going on in that meeting? Leadership?
¿Sabes qué es lo que está pasando en esa reunión, el liderazgo?
Do you know really what was going on?
¿Sabes realmente lo que está pasando?
This.
Esto.
John 17, 6.
Juan 17, 6.
There he is.
Ahí está él.
Before the whole world.
Ante todo el mundo.
And yet only a select few.
Y él solo seleccionó
is
unos
the
cuantos.
One he's actually manifested. Here is the person of eternal life.
Aquí, a quien le fuese manifestada, aquí está la persona
and
de
they
eterna.
Said,
y ellos dijeron.
They just, I've been having the, can I tell you how many messages and tongues I've had? Can I tell you this? Who do you think you are?
Oh, ¿quieres saber cuántos mensajes he tenido en lenguas? ¿Quién crees tú que es?
And their testimony is,
su testimonio es,
that Brother Branham got off on his doctrine.
Que su hermano Branham, el hermano Branham salió de su doctrina.
Preaching things like that.
Predicando cosas como esas.
And they missed it.
Y a ellos se les pasó por alto.
Jack Moore. All of them.
Todo ellos.
Totally missed it.
Totalmente se les pasó.
Okay.
Okay.
What did he say Jack Moore's his last thing to Jack Moore's church?
¿Qué le dijo a la iglesia de Jack Moore's
church?
A la iglesia.
I said, I'd like to stay with you for about 3 weeks.
Me gustaría quedarme con ustedes por 3 semanas.
And go over these secret passages.
E ir a través de todos estos pasajes secretos.
What secret passages?
¿Qué es pasajes secretos?
Oh, now you're developing a cult.
Oh, ahora estás tú desarrollando un culto.
Right?
¿Verdad?
So here is the Christian, normal Christian mind
aquí está la mente
using their own reasoning,
usando su propio razonamiento,
because their reasoning is filled and their conscience is filled,
porque su razonamiento
with
está
churchianity,
su consciente de iglesia,
and the Spirit of God comes out
y el Espíritu de Dios sale,
and
viene,
says to some,
algunos,
he's going to blow out all those channels because they have to be blown out.
Va a explotar todos esos canales.
Because in your own reasoning, you will miss the whole thing.
Porque en todo tu razonamiento, tú se te pasará todo esto por alto.
Are you with me?
¿Está conmigo?
This is incredible.
Ahora, esto es increíble.
Beautiful.
Hermoso.
Deep. And it tells you
te dice
that you're something out of this world.
Que tú eres algo para este mundo.
Now, my very next statement is,
ahora, mi próxima declaración es,
if you truly are,
si tú verdaderamente eres,
you will have the same spirit,
tendrás el mismo
that was in Christ,
que estuvo en Cristo.
And you will never think of yourself
y nunca pensarás
in
más
any kind of an arrogant attitude or way ever.
Solo de ti mismo, en ningún tipo de actitud arrogante, nunca
because
más.
You will say like Paul,
porque tú dirás como Pablo,
I have more revelation
más
than any of you.
Tengo más revelación que cualquiera de
but he also said, I'm chiefest of sinners.
Pero también dijo, soy el líder de
he peores. Also said,
y también dijo,
what do you have
que tienen
that you haven't received?
Que no hayan recibido.
What do you have that wasn't given to you?
Que tienen que no se les haya sido dado.
And so you spend the rest of your life
entonces usted gasta todo el tiempo
in tears,
en lágrimas,
crying out to God
llorándole,
for those
a Dios
around you to see what you see.
Que están alrededor tuyo.
You see the difference?
Para ver qué es lo que ven.
So if you see somebody
entonces, si usted ve
with an arrogant attitude,
con una actitud arrogante,
that's not the attitude of Jesus Christ.
Esa no es la actitud de Jesucristo.
You with me?
¿Está conmigo?
Yeah. So you might have it.
Así que usted debe tenerlo.
But you know you're unworthy servants.
Usted quizás lo tenga, pero sabe que no es un
and it's given to you by grace.
Merecedor de ello.
And you would spend the rest of your life in tears weeping over those around you to see what you see and to give it to them if you possibly could.
Oh.
I'm sorry. That's okay.
Sorry.
But you know you can't.
Pero tú sabes que tú no puedes pasar llorando alrededor de todos esos. Hermanos.
Okay. You with me?
¿Está conmigo?
You know, John, go back to John 16.
Vaya de vuelta a Juan 16.
This is another scripture that totally baffles me.
Esta es otra escritura que realmente me llena.
Verses 27 and 28.
Versos 17 y 6.
And he's speaking to the 12.
Está hablando con los 12.
Okay, this is his last intimate time with his 12.
Este es el último momento de intimidad con sus doce.
Before his departure.
Antes de su partida.
And he says in 27.
Y le dice en el 27.
The Father himself loves you.
El Padre mismo os ama.
Because you loved me.
Porque vosotros me habéis
amado.
You
believed I came out from God.
Tú habéis creído que yo salí de Dios.
Now that's 17:6.
Eso es 17:6.
Okay, these are the men.
Estos son los hombres.
Where a spiritual happening was going on.
A cual el acontecer espiritual estaba
and they
pasando.
Saw
y vieron
this man
a este hombre
was not a man.
No era un hombre.
They went beyond the flesh.
Fueron más allá de la carne.
They went beyond the veil.
Fueron más allá del velo.
And they said, this is a spiritual happening
y dijeron,
of our Almighty God.
Esto es un acontecer espiritual del Dios Todopoderoso.
I'm hearing human voice.
Estoy escuchando una voz humana.
But it's a divine voice.
Pero es una voz divina.
Because he's just using those vocal cords.
Porque él está usando esas cuerdas vocales.
Okay. So let's go on.
Ahora continuemos.
Because you loved me and believed that I came up from God.
Porque me habéis amado, habéis creído que yo salí de Dios.
I came forth from the Father.
Salí del Padre.
And I'm come into the world.
Y he venido al mundo.
And again I leave the world.
Y otra vez dejo el mundo.
And go to the Father.
Y voy al Padre.
So,
entonces,
there you go.
Ahí está.
I'm asking you a question.
Le pregunto.
So, last week when I began,
la semana pasada cuando empecé,
okay, I said, we're going to be speaking on
dije, estaremos hablando de
the manifold blessings,
las múltiples bendiciones,
in the name of God,
en el nombre de Dios,
to the believer,
al creyente.
And then I added this week,
y ahora, anexé
this
semana,
phrase, to those to whom the name is given.
A esos el cual el nombre les es dado.
Do you know how rich you are?
¿Sabe usted cuán rico es usted?
You're the richest people in the world, that
somos,
this name means something to you.
Somos la gente más rica en el mundo, que ese nombre significa algo para usted.
And out in the workplace and in the world, mostly all they know how to do is blaspheme it.
Y allá afuera, en el lugar de trabajo, lo único que hacen es blasfemar el nombre.
And drag it through the dirt.
Y lo arrastran por través de la sociedad.
Right.
¿Verdad?
But to you,
pero para usted,
is so precious and is full of life and revelation.
Que está lleno de vida y revelación.
And spiritual happenings.
Y un acontecer espiritual.
So, we answered the question. My question for today was, to whom is this name given?
Entonces, respondemos la pregunta es, ¿a quién este nombre les fue dado?
So the next question,
la próxima pregunta,
is to whom,
¿a quiénes,
do the blessings of the name belong?
Las bendiciones del nombre les pertenece.
There you go, to
ahí
you.
Va, justo ahí.
Do you know that?
¿Sabe eso?
The blessings
las
that are in the name of God,
que hay en el nombre
belong
de Dios,
to you,
pertenecen a usted,
who he has called,
a quien él ha llamado
the world,
fuera del mundo,
to manifest his
para manifestar.
You with me?
¿Está conmigo?
Okay. So,
ahora,
I'm going to go back into the quotes that we read last week.
Regresaré a las citas que leímos la semana pasada.
Because when you are listening,
cuando usted está escuchando,
and when you are reading,
cuando está leyendo,
need to ask the Lord,
usted necesita preguntarle al Señor,
for a mental enema. I know that's sort of graphic, isn't it?
Enema mental. Mm-hmm.
But it's true.
Sé que es muy gráfico, pero es verdad.
Enema
mental.
Yeah. But that's what you need. Yeah. Because when you go in, you think of a thought, and you approach it with a thought.
Porque cuando usted va, usted se aproxima a él con un pensamiento.
And the minute you do,
y el minuto que usted
you miss
va,
85 other thoughts.
Hay 85 pensamientos más.
Okay, so again, I'm all for words are life. Are they not?
Entonces, yo estoy todo con las palabras son vida, ¿verdad?
No, my words might not be, and your words might not be, but they should be.
Entonces, sus palabras quizás no, ni las mías, pero deberían de ser.
Because the scripture says, when you speak, let your words be as what?
Porque
the oracles
dicen,
of God.
Deja que sus palabras sean como que la palabra de Dios.
Okay. Now, so I'm going back to the message.
Entonces voy de regreso al mensaje
that we read last week,
que leímos la semana pasada,
and we were looking and concentrating on present tense.
Estábamos viendo y concentrándonos en tiempo presente.
So now we're going to add something to present tense.
Ahora anexaremos algo más al tiempo presente.
And we're going to think about those to whom he called.
Y pensaremos a esos a cuales él llamó.
Guess what? My name is going to mean something to you.
Porque él dice, adivina que mi nombre significará algo para usted.
It might not mean anything to the masses out there.
Nada para esos allá afuera.
But to you.
Las masas, pero para usted.
Okay, it's going to mean life.
Significará vida.
Okay, so these are again from the message. God's only provided a place.
Entonces estas nuevamente son de el mensaje, el lugar puesto por Dios.
And the name is the word.
Y el nombre es la palabra.
If you want to look this up, we're at paragraph 214.
Si lo quiere ver separado, es párrafo 214.
Okay, 1965.
en el 65.
The name is the Word because He is in the Word.
El nombre es la palabra porque Él es la palabra.
Because He is the Word.
Porque Él es la palabra.
Okay, what is He then?
Okay, ¿qué es Él entonces?
The Word interpreted is the manifestation of the name of God.
La palabra interpretada es la manifestación del nombre de Dios.
So there's present tense.
Entonces es tiempo presente.
The manifested Word.
La palabra
when I see God manifesting His Word,
estamos viendo a Dios manifestando su palabra.
I see the name of God being the Word interpreted is the name of God.
Yo veo que la palabra interpretada es el nombre de Dios.
So I'm back to John again, aren't I?
Voy de vuelta a Juan nuevamente.
John 4, John 17, 4 and 6.
Dios 14, 17, 4 y 6.
Flesh and blood hath not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven has revealed this to you.
Carne y sangre no les ha revelado esto, pero mi Padre que está en el cielo les ha revelado.
Did you hear what he said?
¿Escuchó lo que él dijo?
That's John 14, 6.
Eso es Juan 14,
6. This is personal.
Eso es personal.
This saying, you're my daughter.
Él está diciendo, tú eres mi hija.
You're my son.
Tú eres mi hijo.
Okay.
Okay.
God is a spiritual happening between you and him.
Es un acontecer espiritual entre tú y él.
You just can't slow down enough. Hey, brother Derek,
usted no
you'll
se puede
love that.
Lentear suficiente. Hey, hermano Derek.
Okay. I love Lynn Rosado Caspers. Do you remember her?
Yo amo the cook Rosado.
NPR.
¿Recuerda?
How to taste olive oil. How to taste food.
¿Recuerda?
You put it in your mouth.
¿Cómo probar aceite de oliva? ¿Cómo probar fruta? Tú lo pones en tu boca.
You let that oil roll over your tongue.
Tú deja que ese aceite se deslice por su lengua.
And you let all the taste bud sensors that are in your tongue savor
that. Y deja
that.
Que todos esos sabores, esos sensores se activen con esos sabores.
Okay. Come on. Okay. See, I think all these things are a type. I really do.
Yo creo que todas estas cosas son tipo.
What is America's food?
¿Cuál es la comida de América?
They call it the standard American diet, SAD, SAD. Right?
Ellos le llaman la comida estandarizada de los americanos, ¿verdad?
Beautiful.
Hermoso.
Okay. And along with fast food.
Y junto con la comida rápida.
Comes with fast eating.
Viene el comer rápido.
Right?
¿Verdad?
Taste it. No,
¿prueba?
I got 3 minutes to eat on the way and you
no,
do.
No, tengo 3 minutos para comer y.
Open, insert, swallow.
Y yeah. Se lo traga.
Correct?
¿Verdad? ¿Correcto?
Tell me this isn't a spiritual sign of the time.
Dígame si esto no es una señal espiritual del tiempo.
Because this is exactly what they've done to the Word of God.
Porque eso es exactamente lo que está pasando en la palabra de Dios.
Okay. So you take it.
Entonces,
and you have to understand.
Tú lo tomas y tienes que entender.
The words Jesus said that I speak unto you.
Las palabras que Jesús dice que hablo a ti, que te hablo.
They're not meant to be spit out.
No están supuestas a ser escupidas, vomitadas.
Okay, what did Brother Branham, what was his vision?
¿Cuál es la visión del hermano Branham?
He takes the vitamins, the pills.
Él toma las vitaminas, las pastillas.
He puts them in the mouth.
Las pone en su boca.
What does the woman do, the church?
¿Qué hace la mujer en la vida?
Right?
¿Verdad?
So then he says, no, I want you to.
Entonces él dice, no, yo quiero que.
He wants you to what?
Él quiere que.
Don't spit these out.
No los escupa.
So he tries it again.
Entonces él los prueba otra vez.
He puts his hand over her.
Él pone su mano por sobre.
And she still spits them through his fingers.
Y todavía las saca por sus dedos.
What is the church saying to God?
¿Qué es lo que la iglesia está diciéndole a Dios?
This medicine that heals me.
Esta medicina que me cura.
My soul, my spirit, my
alma,
mind.
Mi espíritu, mi mente.
That leads me to eternal life
que me
means
guía
nothing
eterna,
to me.
Eterna, es nada para mí.
I don't want it.
No la quiero.
I won't even taste it.
Ni siquiera la prueba.
Right?
No tiene sabor.
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Amen. Bueno, prueba y ve
taste,
que el Señor es bueno.
Don't know how.
Prueba, pero no sé cómo.
Oh, really?
Oh, en serio.
No, yeah.
No, sí.
Hannah has a good taster.
Hannah tiene
you can pick things
buen,
up.
Buen gusto.
That's a little gift. It's a sign of the things in the spirit, sweetie.
Eso es un pequeño regalo. Son las señales en el espíritu, ¿verdad?
It is.
Eso es.
The works were done to the whole world.
Las obras que hemos hecho a todo el mundo.
But he manifests his name to 12.
Pero él ha manifestado su nombre a 12.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Spiritual happenings.
Aconteceres espirituales.
Paragraph 227.
Párrafo 227.
By one spirit we're all baptized into one body.
Por un espíritu somos todos bautizados en un cuerpo.
That body is a family.
Ese cuerpo es una familia.
It's the family of God.
Es la familia de Dios.
That's the house of God.
Esa es la casa de Dios.
And the house of God
y la casa de Dios
is the name of Jesus
el
Christ.
Nombre de Jesucristo.
Here's John 14,
aquí está
4
Juan
and
14,
6.
Lo que dice.
You with me?
¿Está conmigo?
What was my question?
¿Cuál fue mi pregunta?
To whom is this name given?
¿A quién este nombre les es dado?
What is my next question?
¿Cuál es mi próxima pregunta?
To whom do the blessings of this name belong?
¿A quién les pertenece las bendiciones de este nombre?
You.
A usted. Ustedes.
Who take time to eat.
Tome tiempo para comer.
To savor a word.
Para saborear una palabra.
To let it roll around your tongue and let all the spiritual receptors in your tongue.
Que vaya alrededor de todas sus lenguas, que todos sus receptores espirituales.
It is precious.
Es precioso.
It is more than life.
Es más que vida.
Because this is eternal life.
Esto es vida eterna.
And I'm going to take these in.
Y tomará estas cosas.
And thank him for every one of them. You with me?
Amen.
Okay. So,
¿está conmigo?
What is it for?
¿Para qué?
Where is the name of God?
¿Dónde está el nombre de Dios?
His family.
Su familia.
Missed that part last time, didn't you?
Oigamos esa parte la semana pasada, ¿no es así?
It's John 14, 4 and 6. It's John 17, 26.
Juan 14, 4,
God has to come to you, Ron, and says, I gotta declare my name to my son.
Ha venido a ti, a Ronnie Punk, te he declarado mi nombre a ustedes.
Micah, I gotta declare my name to my son.
Micah, he declarado mi nombre a mi hijo.
You with me? Is that the same love
ese mismo amor
that the Father has in me,
que el Padre me ha dado,
is going to be in you, Alfred.
Estará en ti, Alfred.
Think of that, Brother Juan.
Piensa al respecto, hermano Juan.
Do you know what's going on?
¿Sabe qué es lo que está pasando?
You are called out of the world for this.
Eres llamado fuera del mundo
and
para
he's esto. Telling you, you're my family.
Y te está diciendo, tú eres mi familia.
I will declare thy name to my brethren.
Declararé tu nombre a mis hermanos.
And Jesus is saying, you're my brother.
Y Jesús está diciendo, tú eres mi hermano.
Right, Pete?
Hermanos.
Think of that. Jesus is saying to you, you're my brother, David.
Usted, right? David, mi hermano.
Do you know how precious this is?
¿Sabe cuán hermoso esto es?
My goodness.
Oh, Dios mío.
So that body is a family.
Entonces ese cuerpo es una familia.
The family of God.
La familia de Dios.
And that's the house of God.
Y esa es la casa de
and
Dios.
And the house of God is the name of Jesus Christ.
La casa de Dios es el nombre de Jesucristo.
The name of the Lord is a strong tower.
El nombre del Señor es torre fuerte.
The righteous run into it and are safe.
El justo corre a ella y es salvo, está seguro.
Paragraph 229 for those following.
Párrafo 29, aquellos que están siguiendo.
Mi hermano, ¿cómo está?
Mi hermano, how are you?
Es muy frío.
It's very cold.
Yeah. You, ¿tú okay?
Are you? Yeah. Are you okay?
I have chosen to put my name at the door of the house of my worship.
He escogido poner mi nombre en las puertas de la casa de adoración, de mi adoración.
For my family will be gathered there under the blood.
Para que mi familia esté reunida debajo su.
Do you hear what his focus is?
¿Escucha en qué se está enfocando?
What's his focus?
Enfóquese.
Present tense.
Tiempo presente.
Revelation.
Oración tiempo presente.
Declaring his name.
La revelación declarando su nombre a su familia.
He's saying you're my family.
Él está diciendo, tú eres mi familia.
We're going over John 17, 4 and 6, bro.
Vamos, estamos en
I have
Juan
manifested
17,
thy
4.
Name. That's what we're talking about.
Mi nombre. Eso es lo que
okay.
Estamos hablando al respecto.
How did he manifest his name?
¿Cómo él manifestó su nombre?
Through what he did and what he said. Amen. Who did he do it to,
a través
Stephen?
Lo que él hizo, lo que él
the whole
dijo.
World, multitudes.
¿A quién le manifestó? A
look
todo
at John 17, 6. I have manifested my name only to the men you gave me.
Entonces, al Juan 17, 6,
so,
he manifestado
what
mi nombre
was going on out there? Nothing. What was going on to those 12?
Aquellos, nada. Pero
a spiritual happening.
Es un acontecer espiritual.
That's where we've been, just so you know. So that's why last time we read these quotes last week, but we were looking at things and missing another thing. So you look at something and you miss something else. You go look at that tapestry, okay? I want you to look at that tapestry for 3 seconds, every one of you. One, two, three. What'd you see, David? What else? Okay, look at the tapestry, David. How much part of that is the lamb? One little part. That's us. That's what we see.
Eso es lo que vemos.
You look at that. Oh, yeah.
Mira, oh, sí.
And then you can go, oh, I saw a tapestry today. Yeah, would you? Yeah.
Oh, vi un tapete.
Well, what was there? Oh,
¿qué
well,
oh, ¿qué había
I saw a picture of a lamb. Oh,
oh, es la foto de un cordero.
What? That's us.
¿Qué? Oh, eso es nosotros.
That's us.
Eso es nosotros. Solo vemos una parte.
So, we need, again, I know this sounds terrible, but I'm not trying to gross you out. It's just true. We need a spiritual and mental enema every time we open this word.
Sé que suena terrible, pero eso es lo que necesitamos, un enema espiritual.
That's what he said.
Eso es lo que él dijo.
Come on.
Vamos.
God's greatest battle, things that are to be, knoweth it not. Thinking man's filter, all of those messages.
El pensamiento, el filtro, un pensamiento que piensa, todos
in fact,
mensajes.
He keeps repeating them over and again. God has revealed in His own word all those 65.
Y él lo continúa repitiendo. Dios revelando su palabra.
Okay.
Todos los tipos.
To the family.
A la familia.
My family will be gathered there under the blood.
Mi familia estará reunida bajo la sangre.
Again, paragraph 229.
Nuevamente, párrafo 229.
I have chosen to put my name at the door of the house of my worship.
He escogido poner mi nombre en las puertas de la casa de mi adoración.
Why?
¿Por qué?
For my family will be gathered in there under the blood.
Para que mi familia esté reunida ahí bajo la sangre.
What's my question?
¿Cuál es mi pregunta?
Again, to whom is this name given?
¿A quiénes les he dado este nombre?
To whom do the blessings in that name belong?
¿A quién las bendiciones en ese nombre pertenecen?
Okay.
Okay.
My family will be gathered there under the blood like it was in Egypt.
Mi familia estará reunida ahí bajo la sangre como fue en Egipto.
Anything outside died.
Cualquier cosa fuera muere.
And in there there's no leavened bread.
Y no hay pan leudado.
No denominational mixture.
No hay mezclanza denominacional.
Okay, my house.
Okay, mi casa.
Listen to this.
Escucha esto.
My house.
Mi casa.
My children.
Mis hijos.
Born of my genes.
Nacidos de mis genes.
There you are.
Ahí está.
John 17.
Juan 17.
4. 6.
14, 6.
26.
26.
John 16.
Juan 16.
27.
27.
28.
28.
Okay.
¿Verdad? Okay.
My house.
Mi casa.
My children.
Mis hijos.
Born of my genes.
Nacidos de mis genes.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. My
Gloria
genes are in them.
Mis genes están en ellos.
I put my word in them.
Yo pongo mi palabra en ellos.
I'll write them on the tables of their heart.
Las escribiré en las tablas de su corazón.
Listen.
Escuche.
John, Hebrews 10.
Juan, Hebreos 10.
14 through 17.
14 al 17.
What does the blood of Jesus Christ do?
¿Qué es lo que hace la sangre de Jesucristo?
What is the new covenant?
¿Cuál es el nuevo pacto?
I will write my word.
Escribiré mi
in
palabra
your mind
en tus mentes.
Because of this
porque es en
has
el
all other things in it.
Todas las cosas que están ahí.
In fact,
de
you
hecho,
could say it has
decir,
everything in there
tiene todo ahí,
but my word.
Pero mi palabra, no.
Do you know what he's telling you? I'm
going to
replace the garbage that's in there.
Reemplazaré la basura que está ahí.
Right? And I'm going to put my word in there.
Y pondré mi palabra ahí.
Isn't that amazing?
¿Es eso sorprendente?
Talk about a power of transformation.
Hable del respecto del power, del poder de transformación.
And he says this.
Y dice esto.
Who is this going to happen to?
¿A quién le pasará esto?
Because that,
porque eso,
him writing his word here and here,
él está escribiendo su palabra aquí,
is
aquí,
a spiritual happening.
Es un acontecimiento espiritual.
Right?
¿Verdad?
Where does it happen?
¿Qué está pasando?
That's my family.
Esa es mi familia.
I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been in the fountain, cleansed by His blood, a joint heir with Jesus. There you go, a joint heir. What did you receive? What did Jesus receive? The Father's name. What do you receive?
The Father's name.
He came to bring it to you. See, I still think, oh God, open this up. What God has done for you, little bride, when He brings you to this name, is so much more than a correction from Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Este nombre es algo mucho más que solo una corrección de Padre, Hijo, Espíritu Santo.
Okay, just now.
Justo ahora.
Tightly see that much more.
Bien ajustado.
Of the blessings.
Puedes ver un poquito más.
Of the love.
De las bendiciones
that God has to you.
Que Dios tiene para ti.
He declared His name to you.
Que Él ha declarado su nombre a ti.
He came to declare His name to you.
Él vino a declarar su nombre a ti.
That the same love that was in the Father to the Son will be in you.
Que el mismo amor que estuvo del Padre al Hijo estará en ti.
And that's exactly, Brother Branham's preaching John 17,
y
right
exacto
here.
Exacto, es lo que hermano Branham estaba predicando Juan 17, ¿sabe eso?
Yeah. What's God doing now?
¿Qué Dios está haciendo ahora?
What's the Holy Spirit doing now? He's answering the prayer of His Son. John 17.
Juan 17.
Making us one.
Haciéndonos uno.
Declaring His name.
Declarando su nombre.
Giving us His glory.
Dándonos su gloria.
What's His glory?
¿Cuál es su gloria?
His name.
Su nombre.
Okay.
Okay.
There you go.
Ahí va.
In my house.
En mi casa,
my children.
Mis hijos,
born of my genes.
Nacidos de mis genes.
My genes are in them.
Mis genes están en ellos.
I put my word in them.
Pongo mi palabra en
I'll
ellos.
Write them on the tables of their heart.
La escribo en los tablas
that's
de corazón.
My family.
Esa es mi familia.
The family of the body of Jesus Christ.
La familia del cuerpo de Jesucristo.
The family. And la this door.
La familia y esta puerta.
You'll come in.
Que tú
not Methodist door,
no Pedro,
Baptist,
puerta metodista,
Pentecostal,
Pentecostal,
but the door where I put my name.
Pero la puerta que pongo mi nombre,
okay.
Okay.
It ain't Methodist, that's not His name.
No es metodista, eso no es su nombre.
Okay. God's name ain't Methodist.
El nombre de Dios no es metodista.
God's name ain't Pentecostal.
El nombre de Dios no es Pentecostal.
God's name ain't Baptist.
El nombre de Dios no es Bautista.
God's name ain't Catholic.
El nombre de Dios no es
Catholic. Stay out of those doors.
Salga de fuera de esas puertas.
Okay.
Okay.
Paragraph 263.
En el párrafo 263.
The headstone.
La piedra angular.
Crying.
Gritando.
Grace.
Gracias.
Grace.
Gracias.
Passed from death and creed.
Pasado de muerte y credo.
Into a living word of a living God.
Hasta en la palabra viva de la palabra Dios vivo.
God's only provided plan for this age.
El plan provisto por Dios para esta edad.
Is what?
Es que.
His sons.
Sus hijos.
In the word age.
En la edad de la palabra.
His sons.
Sus hijos.
His, okay, Jesus's brothers.
Los hermanos de Jesús.
Okay, quickened by the Spirit.
Okay, vivificados por el Espíritu.
Like a spark that's lit off of something to make it alive.
Como una chispa que es encendida para traer cosas a vida.
Seated now in heavenly places.
Sentados ahora en lugares celestiales.
In present tense.
En oración tiempo presente.
There you go. Always present tense. Seated in present tense.
Estamos en, sentados en tiempo presente.
Alive.
Vivos.
And subject to every promise in the word.
Y sujetos a toda promesa en la palabra.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
When?
Okay. Let's go home.
Okay. Vamos a casa.
That's how far I've gotten for the last 2 weeks. Well, I did get through Exodus 3
eso
last
es...
week, but we have to start all over again.
Tenemos que empezar nuevamente.
Okay. This is a spiritual happening.
Este es un acontecer espiritual.
And I want you to know
quiero que sepa
that you
que usted
are a spiritual happening.
Es un acontecer okay. Espiritual, okay?
Right?
¿Verdad?
And I'm going to be honest with you. Look what he says here.
Pero honesto con usted. Mira lo que él dice aquí.
If you are a spiritual happening,
si usted es un acontecer espiritual,
then you are also a sign to the world.
Entonces usted es una señal de la palabra.
Do you know that?
¿Sabía eso?
Token.
La señal.
Now the scene.
Ahora la simiente.
Every spiritual happening is a sign from God.
Cada acontecer espiritual es una señal de Dios.
Okay, be careful.
Tenga cuidado.
Watch.
Mire.
Every spiritual happening
cada acontecer espiritual
that happens
que pasa
is a sign.
Es una señal.
You are a sign to this generation.
Usted es una señal para esta generación.
Rest. God needed that sign in you.
Ross, Dios necesita esa señal en ti. Necesitaba esa señal en ti.
Okay, you are a sign. Look at that charismatic.
Mira esa señal.
Pentecostal. And you are a sign. And nobody understands it, do they?
Un carismático, su pentecostal, y usted es una señal, nadie lo entiende.
No. Everything is a sign.
Todo es una señal.
We're not here by accident.
Estamos aquí por un accidente.
These things just don't happen by accident.
Estas cosas no solo pasan por un accidente.
It's a sign.
Es una señal.
To get to safety.
Para entrar quickly. A seguridad.
Noah was a sign to his generation.
Noé fue una señal para su generación.
Elijah was a sign.
Elías fue una señal.
John was a sign.
Juan fue una señal.
Everything.
Todo.
The message of the hour is
El
a sign.
El mensaje de la hora es una señal.
Okay. It's a spiritual happening.
Es un acontecer espiritual.
All right.
Okay.
Oh. Too much here.
Demasiado.
Unveiling of God, right?
Revelando Dios.
You've gone beyond the veil.
Dios más a través del velo.
The veil of tradition of unbelievers.
El velo de tradición de los incrédulos.
Is taken away.
Está siendo sacado.
You've received your spiritual enema, right?
Recibió su enema espiritual.
You
¿verdad?
See God.
Ve a Dios.
When the veil of traditions has been removed, you can see that God is still God of His Word.
Cuando el velo de la tradición es removido, usted que la palabra es Dios. Dios
still,
la palabra.
He still keeps His Word.
Él todavía retiene su palabra.
He's hid behind. Skins.
Él está escondido detrás
veils.
De pieles. Bello.
Yes,
velos.
That's right.
Eso es verdad.
To those who cannot go behind the veil.
A esos que no pueden ir más allá del velo.
He's still behind skin veils.
Él está aún detrás de velos de carne.
And we become a part of him.
Y nosotros venimos a ser parte de él.
As you are the veil that veils him.
Así como usted es el velo que lo vela.
Okay. Then you are a part of him.
Entonces usted es parte de él.
As long as Christ is in you.
Tan pronto Cristo es en usted.
As Christ was of the God.
Así como Cristo estaba en Dios.
Because God was in him.
Porque Dios estaba en él.
Made him God.
Le hizo Dios.
Christ is in you.
Cristo está en usted.
The hope of glory.
La esperanza de gloria.
You become part of Christ.
Vienes a ser parte de Dios.
He that believes on me, the works that I do, shall he do also.
El que cree en mí hará las obras que yo también hago.
You become a part of Christ.
Tú vienes a ser parte de Cristo.
As long as Christ is hid in you.
Tan pronto Cristo está escondido en usted.
Then it's veiled to the unbeliever.
Entonces es velado a los incrédulos.
But you know.
Pero usted
he's
sabe.
In you.
Que él está en usted.
You know. He's in you. Right, Bethany? Yeah. You are the templing. You are the temple.
Usted es el templo.
Okay. You are templing Christ.
Usted está tabernaculizando a Cristo.
That's behind the veil.
Eso es detrás del velo.
The skin.
La piel.
There you are.
Ahí está.
Because of this veil.
Por causa de este velo.
Is again in human flesh.
Está nuevamente en la carne humana.
And hides God to the unbeliever.
Y esconde a Dios al incrédulo.
Let's go back right where we started and we'll end. Musicians, would you come?
Vamos de regreso.
Let's read.
Pasamos.
Get your Bibles open. Música. You're going to read with me. We're going to read it together. We're going to read John 4,
leemos
John 6, John 26,
26.
John 16, 27 and 28. Okay, would you stand with me? John 16, verse 4. I have glorified, read it out loud with me.
Juan 17, verso 4.
I have glorified thee, come on everybody, John 17, verse 4.
17 or
16? 17. First, we're going to John 17, verse 4, then verse 6, then verse 26. Okay. 4. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which you gave me to do. John 6, 17, 6. I have manifested unto the men that you gave me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me. Isn't that an amazing statement? You gave them me. Isn't that beautiful? He gave you Jesus.
Yo te he glorificado en la tierra y he acabado la obra que tú hiciste.
And they have kept thy word.
Y el 6, he manifestado todo a los hombres que del mundo me diste. ¿No es eso maravilloso?
17:26.
17:26.
And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them.
Y les he dado a conocer tu nombre, y le daré a conocer aún para que el amor con que me has amado esté en ellos y en ellos.
God is not ashamed to call you brother.
Dios no está avergonzado de llamarte hermano.
Right?
Hermano.
Yeah. John 16.
Juan 16,
verse 27,
verso 27
and 28.
Y 28.
For the Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came out from God. I came forth from the Father and am come into the world, and again I leave the world and go to the Father.
Pues el Padre mismo os ama porque vosotros me habéis amado y habéis creído que yo salí de Dios, salí del Padre y he venido al mundo. Otra vez dejo el mundo y voy al Padre.
Next week we'll continue. We got so many scriptures to go into.
Esta semana continuaremos con muchas escrituras que abordar.
Manifold blessings in the name of God.
Las múltiples bendiciones de la bendición.
To the believer.
Al creyente.
To those.
A esos.
To whom. The name is given.
Nombre les es dado.
The name is given to you.
El nombre te es dado.
Humbling. No place for arrogancy in the bride of Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters.
No hay lugar para la arrogancia.
Never.
En el nombre de Jesucristo, hermanos.
Only reduces you to be humbler all the time, doesn't it?
Todo se reduce a usted, que se humille.
That's
cada
right.
Vez más.
He became meek so that I might become him, my grace. He became meek so that I standing here and the words just keep pouring over me, and immediately I'm back in the tent vision. I don't understand these things. I don't claim to. I don't think anybody can right now. Okay. Brother Branham's five indications of the third pull.
Okay.
What, you know what they are? Okay, and he calls them the vindications of the third pull. What you've seen is just a drop in the bucket to what's coming. Here's the words that rang to me. It will be to the world, but for, there you go, John 17, 4 and 6. I finally get it. It's scriptural. Perfectly scriptural.
Es perfectamente escritural.
To the world, but for the bride.
Mi
Jesus working. Jesus miracles. Jesus forgiving.
Perdonando.
Jesus healing.
Sanando.
Jesus.
Jesús.
Okay. Opening the eyes of the blind. Raising the dead. Manifesting the name of God.
Manifestando el nombre
de, but he only manifested his name to 12.
Pero solo manifestó su nombre a 12.
To the world.
Al mundo.
But for.
Pero,
para third pull.
La novia, el tercer,
same thing. John 14, 17, 4 to 6.
Juan 17, 4 to 6.
Thank you, Lord.
Gracias, Señor.
Where is he taking you? What kind of a journey are you on, Stephen? This is way beyond learning a verse or a doctrine, isn't it? This is a journey. Right, Sister Laura? Right, Brother David? Yeah, it's a journey, isn't it, honey? He's taking you someplace. He looks and he says, I'm not ashamed to call you my son. Not ashamed to call you a brother.
Hey,
there's a spiritual happening going on. You're veiling God. A sign to the world. Again, one more time. He became me so that I become.
We're so grateful this morning for the privilege that you have given us to come to hear your word and be fed with this heavenly manna, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for this delicious time where we have rejoiced ourselves in your name, knowing, Father, that you expressed yourself to the world, but you revealed your name, you manifested your name to 12. And now we see your word manifested again to the world, but you come to your bride. You're getting us ready, Father. Thank you, Father, and you're touching us. You're speaking to us. You're getting us ready.
Yes, Lord.
Father, you're bringing these messages not because just a casualty, a coincidence, because you know what we really need in this time, Father. You're bringing this message, Father, to make us know how we have to value your name. Because many people don't really understand the manifestation of your name.
Oh,
Father,
Jesus.
We're so grateful because we know it's
thank
by
you,
grace,
thank
Father,
you,
that you're dwelling within us.
Thank you.
Help us, Father, to go beyond that veil of flesh and meet with you in the eternal thought, Father, as you did to your servant, William Branham. We know, Father, that you're speaking to us in that small voice, still small voice,
Jesus.
Father. I believe it, Father,
thank
I believe
you,
it.
Thank
all
you, Jesus.
Praise be to your name,
yes.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. I thank you for my brethren. Thank you, Father, because you have told us that you're not ashamed to call us brothers. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Because we're seeing all the prophecies being fulfilled. We're feasting with you in heavenly places in present tense, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, help us to bring this light to the world and make it happen, Father, to that one that is bright to understand your word. Restore your people, Father. Bring it back to the humbleness of your word. Take any arrogance that we need to take away, that we don't really even know that we have. Take it away, Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I beg you, Father, take us to our places, sound and safe, to our workplaces, anywhere we are, Father. Let us be light in darkness. In the name of Jesus Christ, I beg you, Father, help us to help others.
Amen.
Others that don't understand this revelation, Father.
Please,
Father, help us.
Thank you.
Help us to pray more this time. We need to pray more, Father. Help us to pray more. Help us to seek you. As the apostle did.
Thank you, Jesus
Christ. We thank you, Father, for everything that's going to happen this next week, because everything is in your hand. We ask this and many things, Father, healing, prayer requests we present to you, Father. We give you glory because we know you're going to answer at your time. Thank you.
We sing "Oh My Loving Brother" one more time before we go. This is the time, isn't it, brother? Judgments are belching under the earth. Oh, my loving brother, when the world's on fire, don't you want us to be be with you.
Just listen to me. For the second step.